Blog Talk Radio.
To understand this, you have to go back to what young brother here referred to as the house Negro and the field Negro back during slavery. There was two kinds of slaves. There was the house Negro and the field Negro. The house Negro, they lived in the house with master. They dressed pretty good. They ate good because they ate his food, what he left. They lived in the attic or the basement, but still they lived near their master. And they loved their master more than the master loved himself. They would give their life to save their master's house quicker than the master would. The house Negro, if the master said, "We got a good house here," the house Negro said, "Yeah, we got a good house here." Whenever the master said "we," he said "we." That's how you can tell a house Negro.
And may be recorded and monitored.
If the master's house caught on fire, the house Negro would fight harder to put the blaze out than the master would. If the master got sick, the house Negro would say, "What's the matter, boss? We sick? We sick?" He identified himself with his master more than his master identified with himself. And if you came to the house Negro and said, "Let's run away, let's escape, let's separate," that house Negro would look at you and say, "Man, you crazy. What you mean separate? Where is there a better house than this? Where can I wear better clothes than this? Where can I eat better food than this?" That was that house Negro. In those days, he was called a house nigger. And that's what we call him today, because we still got some house niggers running around here.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to show. Yeah, go ahead, Brother Chuck.
Yeah, good evening. Thank you all for tuning in to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. I'm your host tonight, Shay Nkrumah, and I'm joined with Shabaka. He is going to be the co-host tonight, and we will be discussing vaccine and the current pandemic situation. The air date of this program is August 17th, 2021. So we have a few callers. I believe we have Brother Stilo calling in from the Ohio State Corrections Facility. And is Brother Ramel with us?
Yes, Brother Ramel is right here, sir.
Yes, sir.
The general official from our campaign.
All right, have at it, brothers. What do y'all think about this situation?
What's
going on, brothers?
All right, how you be, my brother? How you be? Yeah, you know, Brother Che is hosting tonight. You know, I'm sitting here as a co-host and a guest myself. And, you know, and they're talking about these vaccines, and then I'm reading all across the net. They're trying to mandate this shit in the schools, and also, too, trying to inject the children, you know, without the parents' permission. Go ahead, Brother Che. You got the floor, sir.
Yes, so we need to continue to protest against these vaccines. We don't know what the government has given us. This government has never given us nothing that was going to benefit us, so I don't know why we think in 2021 they would start now. Now, we have all kinds of proof that these vaccines are not working, they're not effective, and this is a way of controlling the population. This population control at its finest for the black family, and we can't fall for the okie doke.
Indeed.
Yes, sir. That's a fact. These vaccines, there's no way that you can come up with a chemical and register it in less than a year, where every other vaccine took at least a decade just to be FDA approved. So you know there's something wrong here, and people are dying left and right.
Right.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Even after they taking this shit, you know, they're still dying. And then you got people out here. Oh, and by the way, folks, this show is for those 18 years of age and over. This show is uncensored. So let's put that warning label out there. And then also, too, I just came across information, Brother Che, that the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, has tested positive for the COVID virus. So he's isolated himself And then they keep talking about, you know, take these booster shots. You're going to need 2 and 3 booster shots and all this old type of shit. Just like, you know, people in my age group, when they had to go to elementary school, they wanted you to get shots for the measles. They wanted you to get shots for the mumps. Let me see, you know, and a couple other elements. Oh, the polio vaccine and what have you. And I even think that
this
old Mitch McConnell himself
Ohio
had gotten
and
it,
maybe
you know,
recorded and monitored.
Polio. Yeah, well, go ahead, State of Ohio. We exercising the First Amendment rights. We ain't doing nothing illegal. And then also, too, Brother Che, let me ask you this, sir. Okay, are you familiar with the demonstration they had in the city of Los Angeles last Saturday where a couple of people had got jumped on because this crew was out here, man. They were protesting these mask mandates out there in Angeltown. And they had smashed a couple of people. And from what I understand, LAPD didn't do shit about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because these was white folks attacking white folks, you know what I mean? But you could best believe if any of our people involved in that shit, man, they would have been fully activated, you know?
Yeah. It was my understanding that the Proud Boys had were stabbing people at the
oh,
at
okay.
The and the reason why they didn't do nothing about it is because LAPD has been infiltrated by gangs, start their own gang, and have gangs within it. So, it doesn't surprise me.
Right. Right, that doesn't
surprise me. Some of the Proud Boys work for the LAPD.
Yeah, you're right. The LAPD is a white supremacist organization. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're the police, the fraternity of the police.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
But the Proud Boys, see, the thing about the Proud Boys people don't realize is it's formulated by actually military and active police that are actually in the Proud Boys. The Proud Boys is a government officers are the ones that created the Proud Boys gang.
Okay. Yeah, that's holding a whole lot of water right there. And then also, too, as we all know, this winter is getting ready to come up. And then they're going to be putting California on lock like they did the last time.
Dang.
Yep. It's going to be a chain reaction. It starts from the left and it goes to the right, from the west to the east. You know, it's going to be a chain reaction. They're going to start locking down everybody. Then they're going to implement martial law when people get out of hand. You know, because they ain't afraid of the insurrection, but what they're afraid of is the resurrection, and it's the resurrection of the mentally dead, which is black folk being asleep for so many years, and now they're starting to become conscious and aware of the injustice that's being done against them.
Yes, sir. That's without a doubt on that.
Right.
Yeah, what's your comment? Yeah, go ahead, Brother Che.
They don't want us to become conscious of what's going on. That's why they're demonizing us, saying that woke is bad, being woke is a bad thing. They're saying that we're a radical left, that we're stupid, that we're dumb, that we don't know what we're talking about. We know black families. We know exactly what we're talking about. And we're exercising our God-given common sense. These vaccines are no
right.
good.
Exactly. And then on top of it, man, it ain't no telling, you know, what kind of shit they putting off in it. Because from my understanding of it, man, this shit is mixed with SARS and AIDS, aborted fetuses. And then there are those, you know, who say, or powers that be that say that we don't know what the hell we're talking about, but we know damn well we know what the fuck we're talking about. Because why the hell you think they do so much, you know, to suppress us on Frontline Black News, on Survivor's Black Experience Enhanced? You see? And then also, too, the ones, you know, these trillionaires, you know, they just sitting around there pulling strings, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then once again, all you Biden supporters, you know, you motherfuckers are welcome to call in, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and we still ain't heard from y'all, so your silence tells us a lot. Yeah, we still ain't heard from them.
Tell Joe to call in again.
But yeah, y'all welcome to call. The number is 516-418-5995.
This call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
Yes, Ohio, we yeah, we're not doing nothing on
Yeah, you sound kind of faded, brother.
You got to speak up, Paris.
I was less than the number. I said it's 516-418-5996.
You sound horrible, Paris. You got to speak into the mic.
And you can call in. You buy orders.
There we go.
516-118-5996.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I just, you know, honestly, I think that this whole COVID shit is nothing but a scare tactic to keep the maybe the people were a little bit too comfortable. And they felt like the scare tactic would kind of like, you know, keep the people, you know, aggravated, anxious, out of place, nervous, you know, because that's how they like keeping us, man. If you get too comfortable, too secure, you know, they feel like they're not doing their job. You know what I mean? Because the devil got a job, and that job is to cause chaos and confusion.
Oh, yes, sir. And
it's also a money scare. It's also a money scare. Because when you can cause a reaction to make everybody take this so-called shot, they can spend all them trillions of dollars right into Johnson & Johnson and all these other companies, and they can go split that government money up for this motherfucker to get out of office. So what they're trying to do is run off with $250 billion before Biden go home.
Mm. Yeah, you're right about that. You know, and I see Brother Isaiah is with us, and I see Sister Brandy is with us.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, my family?
All right.
Hello.
Are we up in here?
Yeah.
So what's the topic for tonight?
The topic for tonight, Brother Isaiah, is vaccines. Brother Che is our host tonight.
Quinn?
Brother Che.
Oh, okay.
Hey, what up,
Quinn?
What's up?
Chris Che.
Hey, babe.
I think that's Silo, too. Silo, be here. Everybody's a mama.
Yes, Lord. What's up, Miss Brandy, doll?
What's up?
All right.
Nabaka.
You already know how I feel about it.
Yeah.
Brother Ramel, how you doing, brother?
We just sit there patiently waiting.
Black empowerment.
So I like him.
Black time.
Always.
Good evening, Black family.
All right, how you doing?
Yes,
ma'am.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah,
all this
pandemic is nothing but like a scare tactic. Just like what the brother has said.
Oh, yeah, it's a damn plan.
Right,
brother Paris calls it a scamdemic.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exactly what it
is.
You know what I'm saying?
Chewbacca got to say that like pandemic, scandemic, epidemic.
All that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Now, keep in mind, folks, you know, if I may say, because, you know, Brother Che, you know, he is the host tonight, is that they had this shit planned, you know, in my opinion, for at least the last 10 damn years. And they're already talking about, like, how all these agricultural products are burning down, like from California to Oregon to Montana and all this old type of shit, right? So quite naturally, of course, when the winter months get here, they're going to be, you know, boosting the price of everything. They say, and the only thing that's probably going to do is create a bunch of massive-ass chaos, is because if anybody knows about World War One in Germany, the damn economy was so bad, it literally took a wheelbarrow full of money to buy a loaf of bread, but motherfuckers was getting knocked in the head, man, and they were dumping the money, stealing the wheelbarrow. So what does that tell you? You know what I mean?
And not only that, though, they're going to have the military come knocking on the door. It was saying, we're trying to force it on us, like, you're supposed to take the vaccine, like, did you take the vaccine over at your job?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're going to get the heads up the door.
This call is
right there
from an Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
It's being recorded.
Yeah, all right.
Recorded.
Yeah. All right, state of Ohio. You know, that's great. That's beautiful. Yeah, but we are just some concerned individuals.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I'm
yes,
surprised
sir.
I love it there.
I wouldn't be surprised if these people start turning into zombies.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, yeah, that's for real right
you
there.
Very
them,
you are
and them
side effects,
no joke. Because I've already seen the videos of people with the side effects, like they having like bell palsy, their face muscles be all tight. They kind of already move their muscles and all that. That is frightening and scary at the same time.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
And in my opinion, it's a form of genocide is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
But they definitely want you to be under whatever control they have. They will not accept no this time. But what's terrible is that everything I've been watching, everybody is like, everybody of blackness, let's just put it that way. Anybody and everybody of blackness is like, rise up, fucking the people outweigh this situation, and it's all going in the wrong direction. And if we don't stand up now, we'll never stand up. And it's true.
Right.
Like we better stand up now if we don't want. I mean, it's
man up.
Some people you can't, like for example, everybody's inside. Y'all can't say no. Y'all get extra sweet. Y'all don't need to be in there any longer than you already have to be. But us out here. Stop pushing around. Don't be scared.
Just
fucking
sit
up.
Right.
Yeah. You see?
No.
See, they're getting paid to do it.
Yeah.
Brother Martin Luther King just said that, you got some people called house niggas. And what the house niggas is doing, they're getting paid to promote the shit. So they going out there like, hey, y'all, we got a rap video out. We got a song out. Take the vaccine. They got paid to sell motherfuckers out. That's the new house nigga. The new house nigga is, look, I got $1 million for you. Make a video. Make your people take this pill.
Juvenile is faulty casting. He's making a dating app, a fucking a shot vaccine,
a
infomercial. You know what I mean? And he looks old and fat. That is doing too much.
We're getting a lot of feedback. Somebody got some feedback.
Somebody got a speaker somewhere.
I do hear some noise.
It ain't me.
Silence. Shay.
Love it there.
Well, it's not me because I was watching the program. I had it muted, so.
Oh, man. That's okay. Man. Like, You know what, something though, y'all? If you do get like completely vaccinated, you still have to wear the daggone a face covering on your face mask. So it's just,
yeah.
But that's,
you know,
still pretty bad.
I don't know why
that's
not
free.
Wearing. These people got drunk.
Right, like all that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So how the hell?
Right. Yeah. And then on top
of it, I've been at my house for like 4 days. I'm kind of worried.
Uh huh.
And then here's one for you there. Yeah. All right, like how, like, when it comes to, like, spray painting, when you're using a sprayer to paint a house, you got a thick mask, you know, with two funnels on the side of it, the same kind of mask or similar mask
you.
That you get. GTL.
That style just fell out. I'm about to retrieve. I'll be back.
Okay. Oh. Okay. All righty. And then on top of it, too, is that they got these real thick masks, you know what I'm saying, with two funnels on it.
Right.
But with this pandemic, they want you to wear this damn cloth mask.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, so in other words, man, that's a contradiction right there within itself.
Right. Oh, man, so all
you know
different
what I'm
type
saying?
Of masks that we
yeah,
have to wear.
Yeah, they're going to pass out the big mask with the funnels on it. And especially, yeah, because they're going somewhere else.
Right, right.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, you know? Yeah, without a doubt. And then the cold
like
part
I said on my timeline, though, Black Family. Like what I said on my timeline, Black Family, this pandemic is not going anywhere. Like, this going to be going. This is going to be here. This is going to be here for like 10 years more to come. So, this is true. And you think that the pandemic is in our hands. Just wait on some more virus that's coming out behind the pandemic. And the coronavirus. True. Yep.
Yeah.
They trying to put us in the
they
long rabbit hole for real. They're going down on deep under with this thing.
Yeah. Hey, Brother Trey, you got some background noise there, sir.
I don't know what it is.
Okay, are you sitting close to a device like a laptop or another cell phone by any chance? Yeah, okay, yeah, because I think that's what it feels like.
No, he's good now.
Yeah, he's good now, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think, man, you have to give it like about 12 feet from it.
Okay, that's probably what it was.
Okay. We can't hear you loud and clear now, Bubba Jay.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, we knew it was you, Bubba Jay.
So,
I was playing with you already. As soon as I got in, I knew it was you.
What do y'all think about these variants, the Delta and the, what is it called, the Libera?
What's the name of the second one after?
Some shit, yeah. Yeah. I just call it variant L, you know, because we had the first variant. Then we had variant D. Now you got variant L. So let me see, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, so that,
yeah.
Yeah,
and then so we're right now, you know how many letters we got to go, Black Family, until we're all dead.
Yeah, they got,
you know,
all kinds of names before all kinds of diseases, and if we get that, you know.
Yeah, see, so therefore, you know, so these
just
motherfuckers
the best,
know what they're doing.
If we're at L.
Yeah.
How many letters
yeah,
so
you got
the alphabet?
Variant G. And you got variant L now, you know what I'm saying? So that's
right.
Just
what
you
do they do when they run out of names for winter storms or hurricanes? They start right back up with the letter A.
Yeah, right, exactly.
No, they go to the Greek alphabet. They go to the Greek alphabet when they run out of letters.
It is. Yeah, the Greek alphabet. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, and that's another thing, and I want to prom on them motherfuckers a little bit too, if I may, Brother Trey. Okay, why is that when they went to Kemet, and we say this many times, these motherfuckers like Aristotle, Plato, and Socrates, how come you don't hear shit about them before they went to Kemet?
Right.
There was nothing to discuss. They were
They didn't do nothing special or what?
Yeah, right. Yeah, in other words, it's like what Professor George Jim said about the damn stolen legacy.
Yeah,
and they went there and stole all, they went there and stole shit, you know what I'm saying, putting their names on it, you know what I'm saying?
Of course,
you know,
they always do
it.
They stole our ABCs, they stole our alphabets, they stole our language, they stole our numbers, they stole, you know, everything that, come on now. And they stole mathematics from us. They stole science from us. They stole everything. The atmosphere, all that shit. So everything and we untouched. They have to take and try to make some moolah out of, try to make some money out of it. And we never seen it. See my goddamn dime.
Exactly.
Damn.
Yeah, it's just straight like mugging a motherfucker and going in his pocket, man. You know what I mean? Hell, I even think they had a rap record called one time, You Got It, I Want It, Don't Make Me Have to Get in Your Pocket.
That's exactly what the hell they did.
I don't know the name of it, man. That's y'all's generation, man. I just heard that one time there in Pennsylvania, man. Cat on his boombox blasting it on the butt. I'm listening to this shit. Damn Muggers National Anthem. And shit, you got it. I want it. Don't make me
want
go in your pocket. I mean, damn. You know, and you know, they done the same bullshit with us. You know what I mean? But then you get these ass scratches. You know, oh yeah, Master Charlie. You know, I'm so glad that you know. And I'm like,
you're right.
Damn.
Right.
Yeah,
man.
I mean, it's sad,
you know,
man.
And we still don't worry, it's true. And you know what the sad part? And we still got them today.
Right. And then also too, I heard that Dr. Renoco, before he passed away, is it true that he took the vaccine?
Yeah, I seen that
too. I don't know if that's true, but I wouldn't.
Whatever.
Dr. Renoco, one of our scholars, and from what I understand, I got an unconfirmed report that shortly before his passing that he got jabbed, you know what I'm saying?
He got
you
jabbed?
Know?
What?
Yeah,
the jab. Yeah, he got shot with the vaccine. So they call it, I'm seeing it across the common referred to as the jab.
And that's not true. Like,
I don't know either, because that'd be terrible. Because if he did, then it's demise after that. It's an only wonder, you know?
Yeah, General Romero, we got you back, brother.
Okay, thank you, brother.
Well, welcome back, brother.
This call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
Oh, boy.
We brought the Department of Corrections of Ohio with us. You know what I'm saying? They wanted to tag along.
We
brought a couple of friends. Hey, listen. Y'all got to start ignoring that. If y'all hear that, just go for that thing to shut down. We ain't going to do that little retarded thing on time. But I'm going to say this.
Right.
It was something that I wanted to say when y'all was just touching on, man. Because, the pillars, see, Rome, they built up Rome and the pillars and all these construction zones off of the knowledge that they took from Egypt. They took this knowledge from Egypt. Egypt is the place where they learned how to make buildings and pillars.
Right.
That's real talk.
That's a fact.
You can't say chemistry without saying Kim first. Chemistry is Kim.
Exactly.
Kim.
That's a fact.
There you go.
Right.
Then they took the number system from the Quran.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. All right. Drop knowledge. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Up.
By all means, drop knowledge, because I'm not the most brilliant motherfucker that day is. Hell, actually,
that's
I think
all
I'm
the above comes from the black man.
Right. Yeah,
yep, you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. True real talk.
A twist
real
on
talk
it, though.
Scholars, you know what I'm saying?
It's a twist on it. The problem is, we let them use it, and we don't stick together to take it back. They got the black people. That's what the brother Martin Luther King was saying. They say, hey, here, go sell this vaccine. They got us out here selling vaccines instead of out here sticking together, trying to refuse the vaccine and come with our own vaccine.
Right. We could come up
no
with
talk.
A natural antidote. We could come up
right.
with a natural antidote.
With that natural,
all natural remedies.
All natural herbs.
Gentlemen.
Yeah.
I learned something yesterday.
I'm sorry.
I've been quite sick. I learned something yesterday. And shout out to Linus Brown.
We can't hear you, twin. Speak up, twin.
I learned something. Can you hear me now? Yeah,
we can.
We're here.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Brian. Thank you.
Good.
All right. So I learned.
You're breathing in the phone, Shadow.
Yesterday, when I was sick, I watched your program. Sister name was Lioness Crown, right? And I was watching the podcast, and she had a brother on there. And the brother was, answering questions and talking about certain topics. Now, the brother said that if the country really wanted, if we really wanted to get their attention, all we really had to do was have all the truckers stop delivering. Stop where they were. Don't deliver another motherfucking thing. And that way, they would have to get the message to understand that we don't have to take the shot. We didn't have to do anything you want us to do. Because the people... there's more of us than there are of them. And they can't allow, they don't want to be taking away all our alleged rights and whatnot. The truckers and anybody who has import-export fucking way up in here, they can stop everything. And the government would have to listen.
This call is originating
that's what
from
I learned.
Ohio Correctional Facility and may be recorded and monitored.
And any trucker that's listening.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct
you're right
on
about
that. You know, and then too.
Well, I also learned real quick. I'm sorry, Shabaka, one little thing. I also learned that they've been talking about it. The truck drivers have been, quietly talking about it. And if I was them, I would give everybody just like a little heads up to where everybody grabs the supplies. Did you do all that? It's gonna get real critical over here because the truckers control everything that we need, and we can't grow ourselves. They got everything we need.
Yeah, you're right.
Because see, every tangible commodity starts on a loading dock somewhere, somehow. Rather if it's at Walmart, shit paper, deodorant, food, it's got to be hauled from point A to point B, either by the air, truck, or rail, if not a combination of all three.
I know for a fact because my brother, I'm mixed, so my brother's father raised me. But my brother's father's been working as an active dock supervisor for a freight company, right? And being a dock supervisor for a freight company for damn near 30 years. It didn't make a lot of money.
So,
I just had to say that.
You would have a lot of knowledge on that. You know what I'm saying? And then the cold part
that's
about
what I'm saying.
It is,
I was like,
can y'all hear me?
I know one thing. We got FreeThingsMatter.com up, man. And be up and challenging every one of you motherfuckers, man. Y'all need to sign up and join the Shabaka's Black Experience and all these brothers and these sisters right here, man, and go ahead and join membership so we can file to the court. And all these motherfuckers, so-called Johnny Cochran-ass lawyers, popping up out the blue with all this bullshit, need to come and join so we can go to the court and ban all this motherfucking mandated vaccines before they start vaccinating your ass. They gonna come in your lawyer office and mandate your ass the vaccine.
Yeah.
Fight the power.
Yeah, you're right, man. And then on top of it too, I've been seeing posts on social media that people have been citing, I don't know if it's called the Geneva Convention. There was some shit dealing with Nazi Germany after World War II that was not supposed to be having any type of experimental shit on human beings, like with vaccines and shit like that. And then Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, you don't even know what the damn ingredients is of this shit, you know?
No, it's like
Johnson & Johnson just got sued for all that fucking baby powder. They can't even sell baby powder no more, let alone a damn shot.
That's a side effect.
Right.
That's if you take the shot, you can't sue them. But if you haven't taken the shot, you can't sue.
Right.
Tell you like this, you can't, your objective is not to sue, your objective is not to sue Johnson & Johnson unless you get affected by a shot. But these motherfuckers need to get together and sue the government for trying to force people to take a shot, and they need to sue them before they even force the next man and get an injunction and say they're already forcing people, and he's suing them right now so they can't try to force us in the near future, because it looks like that's what they're trying to do. And the ones that's getting forced, they need to sue. They tell the schools that if they don't do this and don't do that, they're taking away their paycheck. That's a lawsuit to the government. We need to be getting together and suing the government. And that's why the motherfucker, culturefreethingsmatter.com, man, we teaming up, man. We putting together legal activities to help people to stop taking that fucking.
This call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility.
And check us out on frontlinecampaign.org. We co-sign on that all day, every day.
Yep.
This is brought to you by Frontline Black News and Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. This is Agent 333, a.k.a. Romelu Sandin. I'm here with Agent 510, a.k.a. Shabaka, and Agent 303, which is General Jesse Paris, official business.
And then, of course, we got Flat Out with us out of 719, no, out of 443 area code, Brother Isaiah.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
I've
been here from Ground Zero and up.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, 343, I think that's Maryland.
Yes, sir. And then, once again, all you Biden supporters, we still yet to hear from your sucky asses. And the phone number to call, if you dare, is 516-418-5996, and press 1 to be heard on the air. And I would like for you to educate me on why the fuck should we sit up here and support Sleepy Joe's ass, who is behind a massive crime bill during the Clinton regime that led to so many
Afghanistan. That's just so he could hurt us too. Do what it is they want.
He's been staying quiet for all this time. So, that's why I'm flipping Joe, because he don't know what the fuck is going on.
The homeboy said it. What up, babe? How did the homeboy say it yesterday? He said it looked like some fucking bad blunt or what?
You know why they're bringing back the troops?
Why is that?
So they can lock us down and force us to take a damn shot?
Exactly. They bring them back to truth because they need them in America. Because like I said earlier, they're not afraid of the insurrection, but they're afraid of the resurrection of the mentally dead.
Well, you know, so we'll draw this motherfucking shot. The same way y'all taking troops out, take the shots out.
Right.
Yep.
Hey, just remember, they're both with guard too, all National Guard or active army, active individuals. And even then, black people, we still outnumber them.
Right, like I said in another show, I said, Trump, when, like I said before, Trump didn't build that wall to keep people out. It kept us, he built it to keep us in, so we can't escape.
So we can't escape. Think about it like this, we can't escape. He went back to Afghanistan and said, hey, man, I need my army back, but don't worry about it. He'll lie and say, hey, look, check it out, it's because the troops so they come on. Whatever. No, you're just like, look, I need my army back because I'm about to start the real shit up in here. And I need the army to control the people because the people are going to outnumber the army. Y'all think about it like that. We are more than them. Still. So if everybody stands up, we're still more than them. We're still more than people that bring up in here. Just
got to
think about it the right way.
Right.
You're right.
The establishment and support and endorse the common folk.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
They wouldn't have the army and all that shit if it wasn't for us in the first place. So if we had to dismantle all, if we could create it, we could dismantle it.
And the only way we could do that is by spreading the truth, because somebody going to think for themselves and be like, you know what, I ain't fighting for this criminal organization called the United States of America no more.
And may be recorded and monitored.
You're being recorded, Twin.
Every one of you house nigga motherfuckers, this is the modern day house nigga. This is what the modern day house nigga say. This is why everything's so fucked up. Because as soon as shit gets bad, they say, hey, y'all gotta take a shot. The first thing the modern day house nigga say is, oh, I can do everything on my own. I don't need nobody. I'm this, I'm that. And if this one ain't got $1,000 to your motherfucker, hey, y'all better stick together out here, man. That's the fucking problem.
If we had to decipher it between house person or field person, let's go like that. I'm gonna say I'm a field person because I didn't want to ever be inside. I was free my whole life. I'm free. Like,
we're on
I
the front line.
Free. You know what I mean? Yeah. And if I could run away from my own goddamn house at 7, I would run away from this motherfucker. You know what I mean? I'm free.
Devils, demons, and
blood. Eat that biscuit.
Yeah.
Biscuit if you want to. Eat that biscuit if you want to, but I'm not. I'm free.
Man.
Remember that when we came in this world, we came with our own brain. We didn't come with a brain that was shared. We came with a brain that was our own. Black man.
Power to the people.
Right. A brain that was our own.
And we need to stop being so damn shit off everything. For real.
We did. No, we ain't come with our own brain, though. We came out the pussy attached to a brain. And we were supposed to attach our brains to each other like we're doing right now. See, right now, this teamwork. House niggas can't do this because we coming together to come to one definite end. So that's what you call teamwork. And that's the only way shit get done in real life. Them motherfuckers got Johnson & Johnson because they sticking together.
Shabaka said... Shabaka said we come together to make a fist. African proverb.
Yes, we have to. We got to make a fist, man.
Yeah,
like I said before, man, all that stuff like that, they don't come together as one. It's one teach one, and that's all we got. That's all we got.
What you saying,
General Shabaka? It's the other right now.
Yeah, Brother Isaiah's right. We are all we got, black family. You see what I'm saying? And the cold part about it is, as like Brother Trey says, and I endorse his message, and Brother Trey is our host tonight, is that, hey, all you other groups, you motherfuckers got to go hold your own nuts.
Right.
Let's
go get cold out there.
Yeah, they got to go hold their own fucking nuts. You know? And then the cold part about it is how they come to you with this paradigm. Why do you black folks always talk about race? We're all the same. No, motherfucker, we ain't all the same, because this time of the year, let's go to a place called Denver, Colorado. Let's go to Palm Springs, California, and I will show your ass in about 10 minutes. After that sun beams down on your ass of how we are not the same. Understand?
Yes, then you take
calls
a hard real hard
Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
And you take a real hard look. All the pain that and we have endured. Go ahead, brothers.
Yes, sir. And then after all that we've been through, like, who was those boys, man, who used to get beat up all the time during the civil rights movement, Brother Trey?
Yeah.
Who was talking about good trouble. And this motherfucker been beating the head, stomped, kicked, sicked on us and shit, you know?
Right.
But all your other motherfuckers.
And even got all water blasted.
Yeah.
Water holes on us.
Shit.
Like, come on. Yeah.
And our people are still in a state of emergency. And so something's wrong with that scenario.
Right.
And then y'all want to sit up there and talk that bullshit. Oh, well, y'all, they folks just need to get over it and all this old type of shit. And with the paradigm of
that crazy talk.
They are too
blind to hear and see the black truth.
I'm
surprised we ain't got no callers in.
They can call in, and if they do,
I'm come up here. We going to vote for answers.
They want to leave their comments on Twitter at Shabaka EXP. Leave your comments, your insults,
They also have angry, irate, and determined.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And then,
I just know one thing. If we don't do nothing, nothing's going to get done.
Right.
So we got to do some shit, for real. At least come together and
absolutely
work together, like the brother was saying. Share one brain, share one mindset.
Right.
You know, I mean, we might come with different angles, but we all make one circle. You know what I mean? We got to come together and form. Yeah, Trondy, we got to tighten up. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Trondy, we need a think tank. And that's what Frontline Campaign
Thank
is.
Thank you
We're
for
think tank.
ETL.
We got Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced.
Right.
And we got Frontline Black News, and, you know, check us out on there, because we're doing the most with a little turning little into a lot.
Yes, sir.
We got to stay on code, Black family.
Yeah, we could use some donations, you know, to keep these platforms up. So definitely donate to frontlinecampaign.org. And you can go to the Facebook like page of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced for more information. And then also, too, we want to put it out there, you know, the Major League Sports. As we all know, as much as I love the human drama of athletic competition, the damn drafts for the NFL, drafts for the NBA.
And that's coming up, too. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to watch the NFL. Yep.
Yeah. ain't nothing but modern day slave market. You know?
And not only just on football. Not just on the NFL, it's all kinds of sports in the modern-day slave society.
Brother
James. Baseball.
Yeah. Right, brother.
I'm wearing skinny leg jeans
and trying to sag with a shirt that don't even cover your ass.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Don't get me started on that, brother. I've been seeing them every day.
Stop wearing skinny leg jeans with your whole ass hanging out.
You know what, though? I'm not going to wear no skinny jeans. I need to wear some of that at least that fit on me.
Like,
that's crazy.
So, if it was us, please, gentlemen, for the sake of us, we do not find it attractive, black gentlemen, to be wearing skinny jeans when you obviously are packing more than the white man. So, please, guys, please, for the sake of us.
I was going to say that too, so sisters, I think that's a bad mistake, and I'm going to put those on for those white people.
All right.
And for those who don't know, it's men.
Like,
oh my God, no, it's the bad one.
Woman and child, embrace the black family. Man, woman, and child, stick together.
Please, black men. Please, black men, when it comes for drafting.
That's the whole
thing
right there.
We know he's plotting for another nigga. We know he's plotting for another nigga. But please, just for the sake of women, if you want women to look at you ever again in life, do not wear the skinny jeans. Do not wear the skinny ass dress suits. What is wrong with you? You know you're 250 pounds of all muscles. We don't need to see all that leg, man. Just, you know, wear it like a regular man.
What's the name of that rapper, Young Thug? He came out with his own brand. They call them
gangster dresses. If you're a brother,
don't wear the gangster skirt. That's not gangster.
Right.
Yeah, it's not gangster.
Riley,
stop it.
They be wearing gangster. Yeah, they be wearing like gangster skirts.
Stop it. If you wear a regular dress black, and you look like a regular man, and we can't see what's going on in your left pocket, we're going to know you're straight. The ones that are wearing skinny pants, we're going to know you're gay. And then from that point, we're going to be calling you gay. Okay?
Yep.
And women don't dig it. Women do not dig skinny dress blacks when the rest of your body, you up top. You're in a nice dress suit. We know you're rocking Eddie Bauer. God damn it, you better. You can't save all that money, but make sure Eddie Bauer bottom pants fit.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Because you're a 270-pound man of muscle, and I'm going to look at you like you're 270-pound man of muscle getting beat from behind. Like, getting beat up from behind. Because you're wearing a skinny pants. And that is not attractive. Just so you know, I know. That's not attractive. And I'm a woman. I like looking at men. But I don't want to look at no man in those skinny pants because I'm going to think he's gay off top. You're welcome. Thank you.
I've been seeing that too.
That was for white boys, son. That skinny jean shit was for white boys.
Hey, twin, can I say something real quick, twin?
What?
Okay. If you're a man, be a man, get you a woman. If you're a woman, be a woman, get you a man. Man up for woman, woman up for man.
Right.
That's what's going on.
Exactly. That's like a perfect balance. You know, the feminine and the masculinity, like, go hand in hand. It's called about balance. Man and a woman go together.
Folks,
come on.
Now, here's the question I want to put out there, if I may. How the hell do we know these damn vaccines ain't sterilizing our folks?
If you already took the shot, don't take the booster. And you know, they probably just gave us the shot and forced the shot on us so that way they could take data and collect data from us. You know, see, so that way the next wave they can make sure it does sterilize us.
Right.
You know, the point you're about to
they try to untreat us from actually guinea pigs.
That's a good question, Shabaka. That is a really good question because, you know, I'm a woman, you know, I'm older now, but I haven't seen a woman pregnant or have a baby in a really long time, like almost 2 years. I would like to see a baby nowadays. I haven't seen a brand new baby in a long time.
I know because I remember that they had made this publication. Now listen to an old bastard, y'all. I remember they made this publication called The Future Shock, and this was like in about the 70s. And I think they were talking about the first part of the 21st century. Mutated motherfuckers, disease, unconventional wars, fucking with the ecology, you know, just like that earthquake they had off in Haiti. And say, I got a question, and you might can help me on this here too, Brother Romero. Haiti sits on the island of Hispaniola, does it not?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I hear quakes in California, parts of Arizona, parts of Nevada, but if you got quakes in Haiti, how come the motherfuckers ain't hitting, like, Cuba, the Bahamas? Let's see what other islands they got out there.
You know what, brother? I mean, these people lied to us so much, brother. I wouldn't be surprised if that was some kind of bomb that went off and shit like that. And there was an earthquake. It was a magnitude, blah, blah, blah. And they just fired some kind of weird missile up in there. You know what I'm saying?
Probably, man, had the motherfuckers going out here
on the earth
and do some type of detonation of some type of device.
Right, or maybe they already knew the earthquake was going to be caused there, and they refused to warn people.
Right, or they had an idea.
They can predict all kind of shit. Yeah, because nowadays, with all that technology they got, they can predict all kind of shit.
Right.
How about that? Yep.
Yeah, I'm just putting that out there.
You know what I mean? They cannot catch a
break. I'm just putting that out there, folks.
I'm really, like, looking at the world like... fucking Haiti a chance. This is the second time that they've had a massive earthquake like this. Right? It's like the second time in my generation, 40 years ago. Second or third time, right?
Okay, now let me ask you this. But they're having that quake in Haiti, right?
Right.
Or Haiti, which is the proper pronunciation, I believe. Wouldn't they have some tidal waves, you would think, hitting the shores of Haiti? What do you think? Because I know one damn thing about the city of San Francisco. When you go down there by Fisherman's Wharf and over there on that walkway out there to the Presidio, they got big-ass signs saying that they kiss your ass goodbye if a quake hits out in the Pacific about 10 miles off the coast of the Golden Gate Bridge and a tsunami hits that motherfucker. They ain't shit they can do. They just say kiss your ass goodbye.
Yep.
Right. Yep.
Don't you think?
I have a serious question.
I don't have a television, so I don't know what's going on. But this is a serious question. Is FEMA in the United States helping Haiti? Is the earth?
They're helping them like they helped them in 2010. For all we know, it's all kinds of organ harvesting going on.
Oh, yeah.
Behind the scenes that we don't even know. what's happening.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, with that Fukushima
so
plant.
We don't know if they're getting the help they need.
Yeah. And every time I go by that damn thing, I expect Godzilla to be walking through that motherfucker tearing down the Golden Gate Bridge.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just like in a damn movie. That motherfucker walked all across the Pacific Ocean. Bigger than shit.
And he destroyed some shit. Yeah, he destroyed all
the
buildings.
And when he got the SL, the motherfucker walked through the Golden Gate Bridge and tore that motherfucker down. Now, here's what we have to understand.
He knocked him down. He knocked him off.
Right.
He knocked the bridge down, too.
Now, San Francisco Bay itself is only 100 feet deep at its deepest point, right? But when you go off about, I think it's about either half a mile or a mile out in the Pacific,
it's a mile.
You go off the continental shelf. And the deep of the Pacific is unlimited.
Right.
You see? And then the dude who designed the Golden Gate Bridge, like about 1908, 1910 or some shit, when he came up with his schematics and drawings, they all said this motherfucker was crazy. But they went in there and built that son of a bitch. And that motherfucker's still solid as a rock, because that son of a bitch been through 5 earthquakes that I know of. And still standing.
I think more like 10. Isn't it like 10 bumps, Shabazz? Like 10 earthquakes been up in there?
Yeah, probably. All you got to do is Google earthquake San Francisco, California. And I know that motherfucker's been standing since 1937.
Yep.
The Golden Gate Bridge, yeah. And then I think when they were completing the Golden Gate Bridge, Brother Parrish, they started building the Bay Bridge, which goes from Frisco into Panthertown. Yeah. And then when they did that motherfucker there in 1989, I know it fucked up the eastern span of it, and they had to rebuild it. And then they even said when they rebuilt it, the eastern span of the Bay Bridge, that all the materials were shoddy, the workmanship is shoddy, all the damn cables was breaking when the salt air hit it. So I'm willing to bet dollars to donuts that motherfucker gonna be collapsing too. I hate to say.
They're going to break that down. They're going trying to make a new goddamn one bridge. They're going to take that down, you know, how they do.
Oh, yeah.
Always trying to build something up, tear that one down, and just build a brand new one. That's how they do.
Yeah.
They're going to say, please, it's not going to be up there for too long. They're going to make something going to say, please, it's something else.
Yeah.
I don't know yet.
I want to put this out here, too, people. As you know, that Bay Bridge, you got the suspension part of it, then you got the double-decker part of it, right? But it goes to a place called Treasure Island that they used as a military base for World War II, right?
Right.
But guess who bought that motherfucker from the city of San Francisco and they built it on it?
That.
Google.
Google.
Yeah.
Google.
Yeah, they bought the motherfucker.
And now we have Google.
And they put Google on it. So all this nanotechnology is about to get worse.
Right.
Yep. We only have Google Earth. We only have Google Maps, Google Location. So they gave us Google. God damn.
Google is rebuilding the motherfucker.
See?
Yep. All right, so what else does our host have for us tonight?
We got Ramel in the queue.
Okay. We got General Mel in the queue. All right.
General Mel.
All right, General, come on with it. All
right. What does Google mean?
That I don't know, sir.
I don't know either, though, bro, but I know that Google has all kinds of stuff on there. Like Google got like the Chromebook on the internet, Google Maps. You can look at different things. And also you got Google Earth.
Like that shit means googly eyes. Like somebody got googly eyes, they looking stupid, their eyes bugged out. Googly. Stupid.
Yeah,
while they sitting in the computer taking over their brain.
Yeah, you know what, brother? That there holds a whole lot of water with that shit.
And that's a good point right there.
Yeah, that holds a whole lot of water.
Exactly what it is. Got the Google the eyes is trying to see our information, our location, and all that shit.
Yeah, only thing you got to do is put some. All you got to do is put some eyeglasses on that motherfucker.
That's
a fact.
That
shit
is on your phone.
Yeah.
The
gates to the soul, brother.
Yeah, it is.
Boom.
And then Google wants to get all up in your business. And yeah, we talking about you motherfuckers down there in Mountain View, California. Yeah, you motherfuckers. Right next to that city called Sunnyvale where you
tell them the magic word, Chewbacca.
Oh, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, to all you motherfuckers over there in Silicon Valley, to the CEO of Facebook, who's the same CEO of Instagram, FBI, Yahoo, Tweety Bird, to that other motherfucker over there in Hamstertown, Pandora, ragged-ass city down there by San Jose State University that calls themselves the capital of Silicon Valley, right where PayPal is headquartered at, down there on First Street,
and maybe reported
from the bottom
and
of our hearts. And we mean this with the utmost of sincerity. Fuck all you motherfuckers.
For sure. That's for sure with a cherry on top, bitch.
This message was brought to you by frontlinecampaign.org, freethingsmatter.com, Frontline Black News, and Chewbacca's Black Experience and Hands.
And we approve of the message.
We approve of it.
We approve of it.
1,000% filled in the river.
And then also, to all you tech giant motherfuckers over there, you sons of bitches are diabolical. You are insensitive. You are inhumane. Okay? Your pandemic is genocide. You know what I'm saying? And fuck you motherfuckers. You know?
And now you house niggas sitting at the desk. You house niggas sitting at the desk working for these motherfuckers with the googly eyes. Bitch, I hope you motherfuckers die from that coronavirus shot, bitch. Stop faking.
Hey,
I think they put computer chips in this motherfucker, too.
Oh, absolutely, brother, without a doubt.
They put everything,
of
course.
All right, let's look at some keywords here, family. Microsoft, microchips, microscopes. And don't they use microscopes to look at vaccines and diseases?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Don't forget about microwaves, brother. Microwaves.
Oh, yes, sir. Which is that damn FBI of the electromagnetic spectrum.
Hell yeah.
You know? So therefore,
that's a fact.
This shit is diabolical.
And everything, Michael, is not possible.
Oh, devils. And devils got their demons. Those are them sellouts that are working for them. And then they got their drugs, which is their main weapon. They don't even need bullets. They got drugs. They got drugs and they got, yeah, it's on these. And the drug right now that they're utilizing is that vaccine.
Yes, sir.
And that's the only drug they're trying to, trying to use there on us.
Ohio Correctional.
If it ain't the vaccine, they're trying to sell you a dream. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Facts.
And you know, and look at history.
Hey, you got somebody in the waiting queue right now. I got a guest on there. Check them out, Shay. The Atlanta number.
Oh, for real?
We got somebody at the ATL.
ATL, stand up.
I'm gonna tell your ass right now.
619-619-400.
Where you
calling from
and
what's your name?
Can you hear us, Pancho?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, yes. This is my longtime friend. I've been knowing him since I was 9 years old. His name is Pancho.
Okay, welcome.
Yeah, he said that Google means 1,000, right? Am I right? He's a high school teacher in Atlanta. His name is Pancho.
Oh, okay.
Google actually is a mathematical term that it's a,
go ahead,
it's a,
Pancho.
It's 100 to the 1,000th like power or something like that. So it's 100 followed by 1,000 zeros.
Okay, I didn't know that. You would wonder what the hell that was.
This is a mathematical term.
You work for
a large number, so I think the search engine put that out there when they came up with that because it was like quantifiably infinite power. So they just wanted to.
And as you're an educated brother, Pancho, how you feel about the scandemic, epidemic, pandemic thing going on right now in the state of black people in general?
Population.
We can't hear you. What you say?
Yeah, please speak up.
Speak up a little bit, brother. Yeah, I can hear you now, yes.
Yeah, I said I think it's definitely a targeted try to quell our population. You know, we already are falling behind in population. United States, we're the number 3 minority now, and this is just another. This is a way, another way of reducing our number. Definitely.
Right. Damn.
How you feel about the vaccine?
You know, I think that, I definitely think it was rushed. Need more time. It's funny to me that for, 70, 80 years, there was no progress, absolutely no progress on vaccines, and then something like this comes out, and you can get a fully regulated vaccine in less than a year.
Yeah.
I know we grew up during that era where, you know, the most shots that we took was probably 5 in our entire life. Now they want to give you 5 vaccines before you even turn 1. You know, so
and the vaccine don't even work. It don't even work.
And then they want to get
trying to double up on it.
Yeah, they try to double up on the vaccine. Double dose. Make sure it's right.
Yeah.
The dose is not right. It's crazy.
And one of all these people to take booster shots and shit.
Yeah, they're making that shit as they go. Oh, now you got to get a back-to-back shot.
Yeah.
And nah, I'm not
so
feeling
it's
that.
Like,
back-to-back. Like, come on, man.
And maybe recorded and monitored.
And being that you work with the school system, Pancho, how do you feel this is affecting the next generation?
We already have, it's quantifiable in the learning loss that we have with the kids. So you're gonna have a generation of kids coming up. You gotta understand too. We're all social. We're social creatures. But now you take away
right.
the social aspect, the social maturity that comes with interaction with people, learning loss, but mostly impacted by us. You know, in urban school districts. So. I mean, it's all bad. It's all bad. And then also
right.
because in my school district, they have a huge outbreak cases with kids. My school has 2,065 students, and if we're already over 200, that percentage is well over super spreader event. These kids are getting sick, and you're not doing anything about it, or you let them continue to go to school. Yeah, because this affects black and brown schools. In the white districts, they'd have been shut this shit down. You know what I'm saying? But
that sounds like the Cam County.
Nah, I'm in Clayton.
Oh, yeah, I went to Jonesboro. Yeah, that's down at Jonesboro South. Yeah, I used to go to school out there. That's true.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm down there in Clayton County. So, definitely, it's definitely, bro, because again, it's a black county. It's ran by black people. But you know, again, sometimes your kinfolk ain't your kinfolk or whatever that saying is. You know what I'm saying?
All our kinfolk.
Yes, sir.
Kinfolk.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the
that's a fact.
It is.
You got house niggas and you got the field niggas.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
a civilized black man. I ain't a nigga. That's what they want me to be. I'm God.
That's
I'm the God of the universe. You know, I come from the Most High, and I deal with the Most High principles of life. You know what I'm saying? Truth and right.
Absolutely.
The Most Best.
Shit.
Yeah, you know, that's just a term that we throw out to make them. But you know, we're bigger than the N word. We are individuality. That's what people fail to realize. We need to continue to come together as one. That's the goal.
Hell yeah, it all starts with I, and when all people are in agreement, they always say I, because the I, you know what I mean, sees everything. It's called
this
the third
call
I.
Is originating from an Ohio correctional facility,
you know what I mean?
And may be recorded and monitored.
That's
hey.
A fact.
Hey, hold up, y'all. Brandon, give our closing statement real quick.
Okay, I can't hear you.
Let Brandy give her closing statement real quick.
What do you mean? You have much more to speak of, like, right above the mic. Can you hear me now?
Oh, okay, but, yeah, we can hear you better now.
It's just, we're talking about the background. All right, I was going to say, thank you, please, we'll take back seat. Maybe if there was ever a fucking time for an uprising and a rebellion, and we're better than you, or we're bigger than you, it would be now. But also, too, I would like to say, situations are getting real critical out in the world, and so, you know, you might want to start gathering all your supplies and things you get, and your family, which you're going to, you know you're going to be looking after, you start looking after them real quick, and take some advice and plans. And we're going to make preparations, also we have to make preparations for our people on the inside, as well as our poor people. We have a lot of time to do and a little bit of time to do it. So we black people come together, the ones that are like-minded brainwave. Let's communicate. There's going to be a lot of dead people and a lot of chaos. So we can avoid the chaos, we can avoid the death. If we just band together and come up with good not all wrong, so can't do it. So I'm going to say,
You got to speak up too, Paris. For some reason, your mic ain't working right.
Ohio Correctional Facility, and may be recorded and monitored.
We can't hear you, Brother Paris.
We can't hear you, Paris.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
All right, so let's continue this discussion on the vaccine.
On the vaccine, man, this shit is diabolical.
Diabolical indeed.
Damn, this
shit
is trash.
Yeah. That's some motherfucking camel piss they done whipped up somewhere, man. Some motherfucking, motherfucking stingray piss that got out the water or something, man. Some bat piss.
Yeah. Hey, you motherfuckers better off snorting up some heroin. If I see another one of you dead fuck motherfuckers with a needle in your arm, man, you might as well snort up some heroin, dude. You're killing yourself.
Right.
This is an old school song. It says, you're headed for self-destruction. Self-destruction. You're headed for self-destruction.
That's a fact.
Brother Shabaka, what would you say is the solution to combat all this opposition that we're facing as black people as a whole, man? How can we combat the shit? And once who, what would be the hardest play?
To shift our economical power by building our own infrastructures, number one, having our own medical institution, our own scientific institution, our own homeschooling programs of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Yes, sir. And also, too, to start recycling our black dollars first. Because
every
group comes in our communities, make their fortune. And then what they do, they sit up there and educate their own. But when we sit up there and implement to trying to do the same damn thing, these motherfuckers want to call us racist. And that doesn't add up. See, that doesn't add up.
Okay.
Because people,
thank you, brother.
The paradigm of the American ethos in regard to us, the only thing we're supposed to do is to be like Uncle Remus and them old Walt Disney movies. Zippity doo dah, zippity day. I got plenty of nothing, and nothing is plenty of me for me.
Yes, sir.
Being brain dead, having no conscience of himself, no collective consciousness, no collective economical power, and what proves this is after they burned down fucking Black Wall Street. What did you have 30 years later? The civil rights movement talking about they want to go sit at a lunch counter at F.W. Woolworth, spend and give them all their money, and that there was a took black business into a nosedive. A lot of black businesses had to fold up. Say they don't even want to emphasize black entrepreneurship.
Right.
And the cold part about it is, now here's something you're going to love. Old Donald Duck Trump, he was talking about putting together a $500 billion black economical stimulus package. You know? Anybody up on that?
Right.
You see what I mean? But here come old Hyde and Biden. Well, this sleepy show shit.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Hide and buy.
Hide and buy.
And you know what? I want to do the exact opposite. You know? Yeah.
And that man is somewhere in the hidden lair right now with his Ku Klux Klan hood on.
You know what I mean?
Because this is the former senator from West Virginia, Robert Byrd, who is an active participant with that crew. And wasn't that there one of Joe Biden's homeboys?
Hell yeah. That was his predecessor.
Yeah.
That was his motherfucking mentor.
That was his right-hand man.
Exactly. You see?
What'd that say? They just come with a coke and a smile. You know what I mean? Give me Trump, man. Shit. At least I know what he about. This other motherfucker, he coming with the flip flame game and the motherfucking three car Molly. I don't know what's going on. Shit. At least with Trump, I know what's going on. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, and
Trump was one. Bitches of hell was one at the same time.
That goes like this: never apologize for how you honestly
this
feel.
This call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
Damn.
Go ahead, Shivaka. Go ahead, Shivaka. Break it down.
At least the dude was being honest about how he honestly felt.
Hell yeah. I can work with that. At least,
me.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least I know where this motherfucker's coming
from. He'd be off the script.
You know, like that song says.
He'd be writing his own script.
Smiling faces. You know?
Right, at least he was transparent, motherfucking minded. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I just see him smiling.
That's why he
barely talks, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Exactly.
He bought Kamala embarrassment as an apology gift. That's what he brought her for. Forgive me for all the better laws I was trying to get passed and all the slavery I was going for back in the 60s. Forgive me for that.
Where's our tangibles, Paris?
Right.
That's our reparations, too. Tangibles and reparations.
Well, what's the grand total, Paris, that they owe us?
$100 trillion.
Yep.
Shit, we need ours in motherfucking golden bars. We don't even want American money.
Yep.
We need us in gold.
24K bars.
Yep.
48K bars.
Yeah.
36.
24K magic. You know what I mean? For real.
Right.
And a 4 factors of production. Which is land, labor, capital, and risk management. Now I ask you this here, black family. For all these ballers and hustlers out here, taking all these penitentiary chances off this bullshit money, right? You're still taking the risk, right? Okay.
Right.
So what's wrong with doing it for something legit, educating
this
the kids?
This is originating from an Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
You know what I'm saying? Keeping the black family unit intact. You see what I mean?
Damn.
I don't hear Biden talking about that. I don't hear Kamala Harris talking about that.
Hell no.
And
she quiet too. She up there on the sleeping somewhere. She up there sleeping and with her man. With a white man.
Yeah.
So she ain't saying shit.
Oh, she with a white man? No, for real.
Yeah.
Okay. I know I might sound ignorant.
Oh, yeah.
But tell me Kamala Harris ain't with a white man.
Yes.
She is.
That's crazy. And I remember when she was the Attorney General of California and when Mario Woods got shot by the San Francisco Police Department 25 times, she didn't do shit about it. When Oscar Grant was bound and murdered at the Fruitvale Park Station, Kamala Harris didn't... And the motherfucker that murdered Oscar should be special circumstance, and his ass should be sitting over there on San Quentin on death row.
Oh, shit.
Because the man was handcuffed when he murdered him. That's special circumstance.
Oh, wow. The fuck?
Yeah.
That's how they did that sister up in Denver. She was handcuffed and they killed her.
Yep.
And well, what's the name of that sister, Brother Paris?
I can't remember off the top of my head.
Remember, we did the protest on that back in the day. Her and the other dude, I forgot what his name was, but he was handcuffed too. The motherfuckers just getting outrageous with the shit.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know what I mean? So, like General Paris said, don't just defund the police, eliminate the police off of principle because of what they stand for, who they are, and what they're trying to do. You know, because it might not be the people who are the police officers themselves.
Hello?
It's the premise. Yeah, I'm right here.
Yeah.
Can you hear us?
Yeah.
All I was saying was it's the methodology that is being used by this police since the beginning of its inception and conception.
You have,
you know, since,
1 minute.
Since being the plantation police, you know, it ain't gonna change, man.
Sure,
All right, brother. Salute.
I'm gonna leave y'all with a blessing, man. God bless y'all. And I'm gonna tell y'all like this, man. Any of y'all teachers out there, hey, we gonna line up with the teachers first, man.
Yeah,
I want at least 10 of y'all teachers to line up on FreeThugsMatter.com so we can sue the government for forcing the teachers to either resign their check or take a damn shot. FreeThugsMatter.com, man. God bless, man. We on the Shabbat of Black Experience, man. It's the whole black family here on the frontline campaign. God bless and peace.
Peace, brother. One love,
peace,
kid.
Peace, brother. And thank you for always, Black Power.
Thank you, brother.
You already know it's love, brother.
Hell yeah. What I'm getting at, Shabaka, is that,
thank
man.
Thank you for using PTL.
It's like, you know, I mean, you know, the whole police department is cooking in a motherfucker, and there's no straightening it up. It'll never, you know, it wasn't meant for that.
Brother, never going to change, brother, because, you know, the police are passing up in our heads. They're talking about, like,
that's like,
Protecting that servant, like, protect the servant from who? It's true, and not allow us, for real, though, for once.
Hell yeah, you know, it's like trying to tell a bear not to be a bear, you know what I'm saying? Trying to tell a shark not to be a shark. You know what I mean?
Right.
And tell a lion
and not to be a lion. Like,
right. Yeah, true indeed, because, you know, I mean, they're just crooked, man. There's no way around it. Like General Paris said, don't just defund them. Eliminate them as a whole.
Yep. We need our own police on the community. And it's sad because all the police around here, all these people are policing in our neighborhood, and they don't go through other people's neighborhoods. That's just sad.
Yeah, what were we going to say, Ramel?
No, I was going to say, where we at right now on time?
We got 30 minutes.
Oh. Don't hang up about your overtime.
Well, hey, can I do my closing statements and bounce out, if y'all don't mind?
Yeah, we got 27 minutes.
Sure, bro.
Go ahead.
Okay, check this out. This is Ramel Understanding, the angel of peace from the east. Understanding, understood, in a neighborhood near you, bringing a little hope without the dope official frontline campaign. I want to tell everybody, man, if you could avoid taking the shot, don't
please
take the shot. You know, and find a way of making a change, man, making an impact on that next generation that's coming up, because they need us, man. They need us to stand up and man up. You know what I mean? You know, so it's time for everybody to take accountability for, you know, who they are, what they represent, you know, and we got to share this load.
You know, and the load and the weight that we're sharing is the responsibility of the next generation, man, which is our sons, our daughters, our nephews, the people we care about, you know.
Right.
You know, because, you know, it's our responsibility to do so. And I just want to give a shout-out to my homeboy Poncho that came on the radio station today. And I want to give a shout-out to everybody on frontlinecampaign.org, Shabaka, Bianca, Brandy Doll, Paris, Sekou, and Sharif Alim, you know, and, of course, Shiloh and Sialaw. And thank you, everybody, for your support. We appreciate you. Check us out on Frontline Black News and Shabaka's Black Experience at Hand. This is Agent 333, a.k.a. Ramel and Sandin, bouncing out. Over and out. Salute. Black power.
All right, gentlemen, we got 25 minutes remaining.
All righty. You want me to do my closing comments?
If you want. I mean, we got 25.
All right. All right. Black family, we in a state of a crisis. Like what I heard the brother said, do not take the vaccine. Please don't take it, y'all. Please, if you still take it, you're still going to be wearing the mask. And right now, so we need to protect ourselves right now. Like, we got to love each other together and not be at each other's throats. Like, come together as one. And we all the God family, black power, black love, black unity, black forever. Peace and black power. Love y'all.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Isaiah, for coming on.
Anytime, bro.
Shabaka, are you still with us?
Brother Shabaka. And I think his phone dropped.
I'll give my closing. Thank y'all for tuning in to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, hosted by Brother Che, myself, and Krumah. And don't get the vaccine, family. We've been told time and time again, don't get the vaccine. No matter how much propaganda they're pushing on us to get this vaccine, don't get it. And go back. You know, wash your ass. Wash your clothes.
Yep.
Wash your blankets. You know?
Yep.
Practice good personal hygiene.
That's right.
Get your immune system up. Eat fruits and vegetables. You know?
Grow your own food.
Stay away from these GMOs.
Yep.
There's a lot of things you can be doing, family, besides getting this vaccine. So we're telling you here on Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, along with Frontline Black News and other independent black media platforms, don't get the vaccine, family.
Please don't. We tell you time and time again, black family, please don't take it.
So, yeah, make sure you check us out on Frontline Black News, on YouTube and Facebook, and on the website, frontlinecampaign.org. You can find all the Shabaka shows on there, along with Frontline Black News episodes, and our individual pages are on there as well. So please check us out. Ramel Understanding already laid out what the website's all about and who's all on it. So I'm not going to regurgitate that. So you know, family. And yeah, this has been a great show. Again, thank you for coming on, Brother Isaiah.
It was like anytime. Right.
So I might just end it 20 minutes early.
Oh.
20 minutes. All right, so that's been Shabaka's Buck Experience Enhanced, the vaccines, the air date of this show, August 17th, 2021. Make sure you check us out every Tuesday. At 7 p.m. And the call-in number is 516-418-5996. Thank you.
Check us out. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for tuning in. And make sure you're called in if you've got any drop knowledge.
Got any info, drop knowledge. That's right. All right. And we're going to bid you a farewell. Peace.
Peaceful. Black love and black empowerment. 24/7.
Always.